This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with chief executive officers and founders of 20 space startups in New Delhi. The Prime Minister called for wider applications of space technology to improve the lives of people. Mr. Modi said that the country's space sector can become a magnet for global talent, companies and investment, and suggested creating an ecosystem and an environment where when the world thinks of space, it looks towards India. Emphasizing greater collaboration between space industry and other social development sectors, the Prime Minister encouraged greater collaboration with Atal Tinkering Labs to nurture curiosity and interest among young minds for space. The government today reiterated that the welfare and security of Indian seafarers community is of high priority for India. Briefing media in New Delhi, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that India continues to closely follow developments in West Asia. Talking about an incident involving two foreign-flagged vessels, Mr. Jaiswal said all 22 seafarers are safe and the government is in touch with the relevant officials regarding this matter to ensure their safety and well-being.
Two ships which are foreign flagged, they have been hijacked. We are in touch with the authorities that are concerned in this, and we have 22 Indian nationals and all of them are reportedly safe, but we are looking into the matter, the welfare and safety of our seafarers and seafaring community, to which we attach very high importance.
On the visit of MEA Secretary Sri Priya Ranganathan to Palestine, the MEA spokesperson said that the Secretary also handed over consignment of life-saving medicines to the Palestinian government for the people of Palestine for their health needs. Union Home and Cooperatives Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a six-day awareness exhibition on the three new laws, BNS, at Kawakhali Ground in Siliguri today. On this occasion, Home Minister Amit Shah also inaugurated the newly constructed Bidhan Nagar Police Commissionerate building and a 20-bed de-addiction centre at Uttar Bengal Medical College and Hospital. The Home Minister, who was present as the chief guest, addressed a large number of college, university and law students and citizens and said that the three new laws, that is Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, BNS, will further protect the citizens. He announced that the BNS has now been fully implemented in the state. He said that justice will be ensured within 3 years after the FIR is filed. He thanked Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari for giving 1,129 acres of land to the BSF within 3 days of coming to power, giving utmost importance to border security. He said that the said land requested for fencing the border was pending since 2014 and was not given the previous Chief Minister, Ms. Mamata Banerjee. Mr. Shah said that the security of the country, state and people is paramount for BJP. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today launched the mobile phone manufacturing scheme MPMS. The Union Cabinet had approved the scheme last month with a budgetary outlay of 62,500 crore rupees. The scheme tenure will be of 5 years from 2026-27 to 2030-31. The MPMS has two target segments, including incentivizing mobile phone manufacturing and supporting Indian mobile phone brands. The government has assured that adequate sugar stocks are available in the country to meet domestic demand despite lower than estimated production. In view of the recent price rise in sugar, the government has taken a series of measures to ensure sufficient sugar availability and maintain stable prices for consumers. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that it is closely monitoring the situation. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today reviewed the prevailing situation and preparedness for H1N1 influenza in the country, with particular focus on the national capital. The ministry informed that Mr. Nadda emphasized the need for continued vigilance, robust surveillance and proactive preparedness with close monitoring of influenza trends. Income Tax Department has said that over 6.5 crore income tax returns have already been filed for assessment year 2026-27. The department has urged taxpayers to avoid last-minute rush as the last day to file ITR 3, 4, 5 and 7 is before 31st of this month. In the BWF Badminton World Championships, India's men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty crashed out of the tournament after losing to China's Liang Weikeng and Wang Chang. And that is the end of this news bulletin.